I want to welcome you today. Am I on? Okay. I want to welcome you today to the funeral of Anna Reinga, age 90, a beloved wife, mother, grandmother, and great-great-grandmother. Let us open with prayer. O Lord, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we are reminded the truth that's said in Psalm 89, verse 48. What man or woman can live and not see death or save himself from the power of the grave? But we're also reminded, because of our hope in the Lord, that Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And certainly, Anna was one of those saints who professed her faith numerous times and lived her faith. Today, Lord, as we reflect on your word, as we sing songs of hope, as we are encouraged, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be here as we give this time to you. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, so we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ overflow into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. Romans chapter 8. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is it that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God. It is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine, nakedness, danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's sing now. We have song sheets. Let's sing a song, Nearer, Still Nearer. We have so many singers in here, and we're going to do it a cappella. And let's sing these verses. Let's stand and sing these verses. Nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Fold me, O fold me, close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Shelter me safe.
You may be seated.
The Apostle Paul reflects the truth that every believer, unless our Lord Jesus comes back in our life, every believer reflects this experience someday. 2 Timothy 4, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering. The time for my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all of those who longed for his appearing." Let's sing. We can remain seated now. "My Jesus, I love thee." My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou rendest me breath, and say when the death to lies cold on my brow, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
We're going to be singing "This Is My Father's World." It was one of Grandma's favorite songs. And is this mic? Oh, it is off. We're good. "This is my father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my father's world,
Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere.
This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King, let the heavens ring. God reigns, let the earth be glad.
Let's now sing Abide With Me. Let's stand and sing in this one. Abide With Me, Fast Falls the Eventide.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comfort flee,
born Ancha, coming to America named Anna, or many called her Anne, Reinga, The name Antje in Dutch comes from the biblical character Hannah. And even Anna in America would be given the name Hannah. It comes from a Hebrew background. And Hannah, Antje, Anna, Anne means favor, grace, a giver, not a taker. My mother, your wife, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, she was a giver. An encourager, not a discourager. We all have stories of, whether it's a story at Timber Lee campground or whether it's a story in my childhood or your childhood or somewhere, of my mother being the encourager. You can do it. Just try it. She would say, oh, honey, that sounds so good. And we could even come to another idea the next day. Oh, honey, that sounds so good. So we remember a generous spirit that's resounded in Anne Reinga and lives in our memories. Recently, there was a beautiful anniversary birthday celebration in August at Trinity Church, and many came. And in that time, many wonderful memories of Dad and Mom were shared. So today, I want to share with you how an encouraging, amazing, positive Hannah, Antje, Anna of the Bible see and saw the world. Primarily, I want to look at the last few months, just briefly with you. I saw this encouraging person, and those around us who were with her saw an encouraging person face death. Doubt, fear, oh, there was pain. A weakening body, the darkness deepened. Psalm 18, verse 4, the cords of death entangled me. The torrent of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. And for Anna, that was a real struggle. And sometimes you can get lost in that struggle. You can get lost in the pain. You can get lost in the confusion. You can lose your way for a moment in the darkness. But Anne cried out. Psalm 18, verse 6. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. And what I saw was Psalm 63, verse 8. My soul clings to you, O Lord. Your right hand upholds me. Our soul, our essence, our very person, when all is falling apart, what holds on to God? What transcends it all? When you live, what guides your wanter to want? And when you die, what does your soul hold to? Hannah had that struggle, and we hear about it in 1 Samuel 2, verse 6. And she wrote a song, Hannah did. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. Profound. As Hannah and Anna and Ann, grandma, wife, grandmother, mother, great-grandmother, the Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. I remember 1979, and on New Year's Day, 1979, her father passed away. And Reinga passed away on December 31. And I remember being asked to play saxophone for my grandfather, her father's funeral in 1979. And my mother asked me, will you play Abide With Me with Dad on the accordion? It was really interesting. I was asked to play this with Dad in the balcony, just in the background. And from that moment on, the song Abide With Me, requested by my mother at her father's funeral, had a special place in my heart. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. As if prophetic for how she'd be translated to glory. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. And when you're in that work of death, that struggle, I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. The night before she passed away, Grandpa and I went out to dinner, and then I went over there, and we prayed, and I read Psalm 23. And it was interesting. She started reciting at the place where it talks about fear. I do not fear. And then she said, Lord, hold my hand. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where, grave, thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Here's an acknowledgement. And everyone here, let's hear this. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. So, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, dear brothers, sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. As Sally and John prayed with Mom just a couple hours before she passed away, they saw in her labor was not in vain. When Rich, throughout the whole fall as the executor, what a faithful man of God, and he probably doesn't like that I even talk about this, tried to get her to drink water, and she labored to do it because she was already had a vision about the heavenly kingdom. That labor was not in vain. She celebrated her Savior. As I was seeing her say, Lord, take my hand, she looked up, Lord, hold my hand. And she became calm. And that is my last memory of my mother. Celebrate that faithfulness in marriage. 70 years. Can you believe it? 70 years. 70 years. A legacy. A family. The church. Christmas Day was a beautiful day for Grandma. She was alert. She was talking. Grandpa and I went to visit after we had a little Christmas celebration. We went to see her. She was in her chair, and we came, and they were having a Christmas carol sing right then. And so we moved the chair over there, and Grandpa sat right next to Grandma, and holding each other's hand a little bit, and they were to the last song. which was Silent Night. If all of you can think just for a very brief moment, what's a memory? Maybe what's the last memory? Or what's a memory you would have with Grandma? It's fascinating how you think about that. The last time you went to Culver's. The last time you took a ride. The last time you were with someone. And sometimes death just comes so sudden and you wonder, oh, I didn't get to have that last time I wanted. It happened before I got there. My father had his last time because he did not see Mom again, Grandma again, his wife again, and their last moment was singing Silent Night together. My mother, like Hannah, from 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he will lift you up. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life and death, O Lord, abide with me. And is with God, there is no greater thing, no more wondrous opportunity than to be with the Lord. So we have our memories of a life well lived, of a mother who mothered as a giver, not a taker, a generous person who remained faithful for 70 years in marriage to a man who loved her. So maybe for us, our last moment can kind of be that moment where we too share that last carol she sang, the last song she sang on this earth, Silent Night. Let's turn to our song sheet and sing this together. Silent Night, oh. Stand now, the Son of God is our God. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, loves your light, radiant beams from thy holy face. Dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, as we today do something very difficult, the work of bringing a body to the grave, the work would be so daunting and overwhelming if it were not for the hope of the gospel, the resurrection of the dead, the life everlasting. So as we commit this body soon to the grave, we commit ourselves to the faith that guided and led Ann Reinga, and that we aspire that that faith guides us. We ask that you'll be with my father, Henry Reinga, in the coming days, months, years, that he gets along well and thrives as he keeps the faith. And for all of us, Lord, one of the things that my dad often prays when he prays, he says, Lord, forgive us our sins and our misgivings. We come to you, Lord, needing a Savior for our sin, our misgivings, needing a Savior for the hope of life everlasting, needing a Savior in that very moment when we ourselves, unless you come back, will face our own immortality and that our soul would find rest and rest only in Thee. So, Lord, we pray that you'll be with us as we commit soon the body to the grave. In Jesus' name, amen. I can say this, that in my whole life, I've hardly met such a generous person. And she will inspire me to my own last breath.
Well, Henry was certainly correct when he said what a musical group this was. I am blessed to attend many funerals, and not many funerals sound as good as this one. So thank you. I've been asked to give a few instructions this morning. You are all invited to a luncheon that is ready for you at Trinity Reformed Church. And with the way the weather is and the cemetery is, you are all invited to go directly there. Some of the family members will be going to the cemetery. And if you need any directions to either the cemetery or the church, please see one of us after the service. With that in mind, we will be taking the family out of the chapel here first. And you are all welcome to follow us out and head to your cars or talk to each other. So we'll be taking you out in just a minute. So thank you all very much.
The pallbearers you wanted to meet.
Yes, and I've talked to most of you pallbearers, but we'll meet right out in the lobby area. So thank you.